Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Volpe waits, Chapman sets. He throws. Swing and a miss, ball game over, and the Red Sox win the series. In New York, a splitter blows Volpe away. The Red Sox offense erupts. 11 runs on 12 hits. They didn't want to use Chapman, but they're glad they've got him. And the Red Sox, after a disastrous start to this weekend, win the next two, and they take 2 of 3 from the first place Yankees.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
You ready for the Red Sox to save their season?
Oh, yes, I am. Sox are back.
I think the Sox are
back.
That's
a bit, well, the arrow pointing up. I'll give them that. That was a nice weekend against a good team. Team you're chasing. Team you have been chasing all year long. And should I point out the fact that the Red Sox are 3-1 since they got a City Connect jersey?
I would point that out.
Okay,
sure, yeah.
They're 3-1 since they got a City Connect jersey. Should they have done that sooner? Maybe. But we don't need to live in the past.
I mean, I don't know. Do you want to win 75% of your games or not? I mean, that's up to them ultimately.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to live in the right now, but beating the Yankees 2 out of 3, that's great. Because you asked this question a week ago, roughly a week ago, like what would get you back in? And I was like, all right, well, you got to start winning series. Like you got to start piling up series. And you've dug yourself a pretty big hole. But if you start chipping away and winning 2 out of 3 here and there, the American League in general is very down. Between now and the All-Star break, maybe you'll gain some ground on some teams. I'm not saying they're going to do it for sure. It's hard to have a lot of confidence in them. But you can't ignore the fact that it was a good weekend. They were socking the ball all over the yard. And you'll take the two wins.
Well, and it started so poorly the weekend, right? They lose on Friday. You have the Dobbins comments going into last night, which had me not feeling great about last night.
Yeah.
He immediately serves up the 2-run tater to Aaron Judge, and you're like, great. This rookie loudmouth starts talking before the series for no reason, and you know he's full of crap.
Yeah.
Like, you know he doesn't mean it. He's like, oh, if no one else offered me a contract, I'd never sign with the Yankees. Which, what a joke that is. You wouldn't play in Major League Baseball if the Yankees offered you a deal? Like,
nope.
A moron.
No, he wouldn't.
And so that started
bad business.
That started last night. I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
This loudmouth rookie opens up his yapper. Next thing you know, Judge pops a home run, and you're down in the game. You're going to lose the series, and it would have a much, much, much different feel to it. You weren't here on Friday, Keith. You were enjoying lovely downtown Cleveland.
Dude, I was in beautiful Ohio.
Sick brag, bro.
You would have caught me in Canton. You would have caught me in Cleveland.
Yeah,
I had myself a weekend.
The whole surrounding area. You're all over Northeast Ohio.
I took it a Guardians game.
Yeah.
I guess I'll tell you all about that later. I had a nice little time at the Guardians game.
Okay, well, I do want to hear about all this. But on Friday, we were talking about, and I didn't expect this to be the case, but I'm like, all right, are the Yankees on the schedule? Are the Red Sox now in this stretch of games where they get the Yankees for 3 in the Bronx, which they just completed? They have 3 more coming up this weekend after a series with the Rays here in Boston. You look at that and you go, okay, are the Yankees actually on the schedule hitting at the right time? Is it something that could wake the Red Sox up a little bit? I think it's way too early to say that definitively, but okay, they did what they had to do. They won the series, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Start piling up some series. So good. That was a mostly good weekend for the Boston Red Sox. It wasn't all good.
No.
But overall, taking 2 out of 3 from New York, that's what they had to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're still, you know, giving up plenty of runs and things like that, but beggars can't be choosers. They just need to win games any way they could. And we were pointing about how they had such a bad record against bad teams. They had faced so many bad teams, these trash bag teams, up and down their schedule, and they were still under 500. So now you're taking on one of the best teams in the league for 3 games, and you win twice. I don't really care how you do it. Like, I'll take the wins, and we'll move on. There's plenty to pick apart, obviously, from the 3 games that they played, but they're at least heading in the right direction. And can they capitalize on that? Right, they got the Rays here, and then the Yankees again back at home. And if you start winning some of these games, I think maybe you'll buy in a little bit, and then make a tough decision for Craig Breslow. Right now, I feel like it's an easier decision for what this team should do or what the approach should be come trade deadline time. But it seems like deja vu, because it is. The last 3 or 4 years, they've actually been even a little bit better than this, and they've had to figure out what direction they're going to go in, and they've done a poor job almost every time. And now this year, you would got to at least make it tough on the front office, because right now they're not.
No, they are indeed not. So they gotta pay off, Keith, the series win against New York.
Yeah, right.
I feel like the typical thing for the Red Sox to do would be they win 2 out of 3. It feels like they have some momentum. We're feeling kind of good about them. We're opening up our hearts to buy in on the Red Sox and maybe just believe. We're putting ourselves out there a little bit to believe.
Mm.
And then they dropped 2 out of 3 to Tampa, and it was all for nothing. Like, that's what this year's Red Sox team has been doing all year long. So you got to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look past Tampa, but keep that rolling. You want to take 2 out of 3 from Tampa? Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
You want to sweep, which they've famously never done.
No.
You want to sweep, then go right ahead and win the series against Tampa, and then we can really talk about some momentum.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we get to the events of Rafael Devers last night, he giveth and he taketh away.
Sure.
I'm surprised already. Was it Sounds of Muzak, I think, in the Twitch chat? I saw it on the text line as well. Oh, come on. Dobbins' comments were awesome. He's also been your only consistent pitcher, which is,
I mean,
aside from Crochet.
Garrett Crochet.
Who wasn't great over the weekend, but
no.
Aside from
when
Crochet.
He's not coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true, too. You don't want Dobbins out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
The quote, just to give you the full quote, he said, I've said it before. This is before the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
That if the Yankees were the last team to give me a contract, I'd retire. It's what he said to the Boston Herald. And then he goes out.
You'd retire?
Yeah, you'd retire.
You'd retire from baseball. You'd stop playing baseball?
He'd say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Guys, I can't play for you guys.
My dad, my papa, and my papa's papa was a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
I'll retire. Right. How dare you?
Right.
This game I love. I won't play it. And he immediately serves up a 2-run homer to Judge.
It's like, now, it's like when Paul Pierce was like, I'll never play for the Celtics. I'm a Laker fan.
Right.
No, like, that's something that sounds great, and if you said it in, like, 03, 04, you'd be like, oh, that guy's the man. But we also know that it's not true and nobody believes it. Like, Johnny Damon said he would never, ever, ever play for the Yankees. He immediately went to the Yankees. It happens, right? Like, these guys go and we'll play somewhere. You'd be dumb if you didn't. We get it. And so, yeah, I don't know. Like, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., before he signed his deal with the Blue Jays, because the Yankees did his dad dirty. I forget what the dealing was, but the Yankees did something with Vlad Guerrero Sr. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had all these quotes about, like, I will never, ever, ever sign with the Yankees. And clearly his agent got to him and was like, listen,
hey, bro,
we need to use them to try to get you more money. And then he walked it back. He's like, things change and people change.
Job
changed. And you're like, okay, dude. So I guess, I don't know, Hunter Dobbins is trying to stir them all up a little bit. So, like, all right, cool, but we know it's not true.
There's one possible benefit to it.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, who was mic'd up last night during the game.
Fantastic. I've always been waiting for this to happen.
He just airmailed one right into the dugout or wherever it was.
If you're going to mic up a guy and have this stupid interview going on during the game, shouldn't it be like an outfielder? I feel like a guy playing hot corner
I think
is not,
it typically is an outfielder.
That's what I've always thought.
Durant. Say it again.
They did it with Durant.
Yeah, I'm saying. I feel like seen it with outfielders way more often than an infielder. Yeah.
The infielder's like, hold on a second. I'm going to airmail this throw.
Well, then, like, so he did airmail the throw.
And he's like, well, that's a jump throw. What did he say? Spin?
Yeah. Spin throw?
Spin throw?
Yeah, he's like, no biggie. He's like, literally, he's like, no big deal. Rafael is standing at third, like, ready to steal home. He's like, he won't do it. No, I mean, Jazz Chisholm was great.
I mean, I guess.
But he chirped back at Dobbins on social media, and I wonder if there is, like, minimal potential to get little war of words, snippy back and forth.
Yeah.
Red Sox and Yankees.
Everything helps, but if it comes down to, like, oh, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry is really good. Oh, yeah, why? Well, Hunter Dobbins said that he wouldn't play for the Yankees.
Okay, it's
the Yankee fans are like, who?
Yeah, and then Jazz Chisholm back on Twitter.
Guys, Jazz Chisholm has stuff to say on Twitter.
Okay, but that kind of is where we're at now with the rivalry. I'll take whatever I can get.
I agree. It's better than nothing.
Yes.
But it's, you know, how the mighty have fallen.
I think there should be more trash talk in baseball, Jazz Chisholm tweeted before he was mic'd up in-game.
Yep. With an error.
He says, anyone agrees? Anyway, free smoke at 7. And then he went 0-for-3.
With an error.
So I did like that.
Yeah, the lights are a little too bright for Jazz Chisholm. That's all right.
What do you think about the state of the rivalry? Is it showing a pulse with Dobbins and Chisholm going back and forth last night? Or is it just a pathetic state of affairs for a now defunct, dead-ish rivalry? Also, is the Red Sox season back on? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's your phone. And your text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You want to get to Devers last night?
Sure.
What'd you think of Rafi Devers just loafing down the first baseline?
So what was
getting
weird
out of the box quick.
That's,
and then loafing.
That's why I'm confused. Because I'd be a hypocrite if I said I need every player to bust their ass down the line. Because I didn't care when Manny Cadillac'd it down to first base. I generally am not saying like power hitters need to have all the hustle in the world. I get the argument against it. You get paid $30 million to just hit, run down the line. So if you're upset about it, I get it. It's not something I've ever been all that fired up about. Okay, but what's odd about this particular one?
Well, this one he would have beat it out. So like,
no, this particular one is strange.
Different. Yeah.
So I just want to make it clear. I don't normally care about like hustle. Like, yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever. Sock a dinger and call it a day.
Yeah.
Right? If it's like a routine ground. But you bust it out of the gate. So it wasn't like you hit it, you're like, I ground it out, and you jog it down. You ran full speed for half of it. The ball wasn't even to first base yet. And then you just like threw it back into like first gear. And you're like, why? And then Cora says something to you in the dugout, and you just, like, blast past him for that. So that was weird. Like, are you hustling or are you not? You can't choose to do neither or, like, half and half on a play. It was very strange.
Yeah, and I feel like we were all ripping Juan Soto just a couple of weeks ago when he was here, and he hit one high off the monster. And
long single.
Yeah, and he winds up at first base, and we're all like, what a clown.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to say it about Juan Soto and you're going to say it about guys on other teams, then I want to keep the same energy.
Hitting a wall ball single is a little different than a rollover to second base.
Okay, but he would have beat it out. I'm with Keith
sure
on this one.
I don't know.
It would have been close.
I don't know.
Okay.
It would have been close.
It would have been close. Like,
it's different than a stand-up double off
you,
the wall.
You rip one to third base and you have no chance of beating, or you ground back to the pitcher. I heard a caller earlier today to Greg's show. And he's like, look, if you bounce one back to the pitcher, there's almost zero chance you're going to beat it out.
Yeah.
You can always go hard and go for it. But that one I get. You're probably frustrated. You roll over to the pitcher. This one, he did go hard. He let up. If he kept going, there's a real chance he beats that out,
no,
or at least makes it close or rushes the throw or something like that. And so on this specific one, even if you
really
don't
strange.
In general have a problem, on this specific one, I think it's inexcusable.
Yeah, they're all a little bit different. I get your point. I think if it's like a routine play or whatever, or especially or like a hard hit ball that gets picked clean, like you got a long way to go. You're not going to get there. But this one is odd because it's right in front of him, so he can see it.
Look at that.
And the guy,
he was a step away.
I know.
And he let up halfway down the line.
But like he busted out of the gate faster than you normally see him. He's like, Ichiro, for God's sakes, getting out of the box. And then he like just slows it way down.
Look.
To the point where Cora's
like,
dude,
are you
what
hurt?
Was that?
Would you rip a hamstring?
Are you hurt? Are you injured?
No,
do we need to get the gurney? Like, no.
And Devers just like, nah, I don't care. I don't care. I haven't cared all year. I don't care now. None of this bothers me. I don't care what people think of me. I'm a bad teammate. I've been a bad teammate.
He's
I'll
like,
remain a bad teammate. I don't care about any of you guys. I never have. I never will. I mean, that might have been what he said.
That's
what
true.
He says with his actions. It's what he said with his actions all year long.
He's like, I got another at bat in 30 minutes. I got to get ready for it.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, he did get ready for it.
True.
He did.
And back
so,
and hit.
So look, he socked a dinger after that. I would call it largely a meaningless home run. It counts. On the stats, but like for the context of the game, him loafing it down the first base line was way more relevant to the game than the home run he hit. It was a tight game when he's not busting it down the first base line. They had tacked on more runs with the back-to-back home runs by this point. When Devers hit his, there were way bigger home runs. Toro and Story hit much bigger home runs than Rafael Devers did. He just tacked one on when they were already up four.
But also, I mean, if you'd think it wasn't a big deal, and maybe some people don't, I mean, Cora did. Like, Cora was asking about it. Now, Cora, no.
Did he or did he not?
Cora
in real time thought it was a big deal.
Yeah, I think privately he
did.
Publicly, he's consistent. He is going to defend Devers till he dies, it feels
well,
like.
Let me tell you, it's really working. So I get why Cora's digging in on this, because it's really working well.
Well,
defending
Devers
Rafael Devers
ball,
and making excuses. No,
I guess that's what he's
doing. Rafael Devers can continue to hit meaningless home runs on a last place team. That's fine. He's happy to be a mediocre on a mediocre team and putting up his individual stats.
He might be an all-star.
He's been happy to do that for years and years and years. So I know what makes Rafael Devers tick.
Yeah.
I thought a little bit more. Even I thought a little bit more of Alex Cora. This is the manager after the game. I'm with you, Rich. I think in real time watching it, he was upset.
Well, he's like, what are you doing?
He couldn't believe
you
what was
okay?
going on. But he's going to fall on the sword for his player and make excuses for Rafi Devers, which he's done all year. This is Cora.
Alex, Devers' soft ground ball to the second base in the sixth inning. Is that not running it out? Is that lack of hustle, or is it something else?
It wasn't lack of hustle.
Something going on.
It wasn't lack of hustle.
Okay.
Leave it like that.
Okay. So it's not lack of hustle.
And he's not hurt.
What are the other options?
I don't even know.
There's no other options.
Is he tired?
No.
He's like, fatigued?
It'd be still lack of hustle.
Yeah, maybe he was feeling
sleepy. He's ran out of gas?
That's a night game, Keith.
He only had like 60 feet in him. He didn't have the full 90 feet. Like, so what? It's one or the other.
Yeah.
So if he's not hurt, it was lack of hustle. But he can't even admit that because he's going to defend Devers at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you said something. It was picked up on, they even showed it a bunch of times. It was picked up. They're going back and forth. He walks right by you. He's not talking to you. So for all the defending you're doing, he doesn't even respect you. He doesn't even stop and give you a real answer. And yet you're going to say to the media, it wasn't lack of hustle. We all saw it. It was clear as day.
So, I mean,
what else was it? You need to come up with some answer then.
Yeah, what else could it be? Like the Porzingis tired?
We told him not to.
He's heavily fatigued.
It was like when Daisuke used to hit in the National League games. Like, we told him not to swing. So we actually told Devers wants to run. Yeah. He wants to sprint. We told him to stop it.
Yeah. So
this is for his long-term health.
I'm about as annoyed with Cora as anything with this whole situation, because this is what you're supposed to do.
Cora's having a horrible year.
He is. And the Devers thing to me is the biggest piece of it. And there's more to it. It's not even just now not getting him to play the field and Devers being selfish about that. Now he can't even bother on national television against your biggest rival, whatever the state of the rivalry is, and whatever national television means today in baseball. It's not America's pastime
means
anymore.
Everything.
But like as much of a big time moment as you can have, Red Sox, Yankees, national television, Sunday Night Baseball,
it's the pinnacle.
The guy can't be bothered.
No,
he can't be bothered to leg it out first base on a play that he probably would have beat.
But he oddly enough did run it first. So it's like,
he didn't leg it out. He started it,
so I'm saying,
but he didn't finish it off.
That's what's got my head all in a pretzel, because if he just hits it and doesn't run at all, then it's kind of like up for debate. We don't know, because he would have been thrown out by like 40 feet. But he runs enough to where you're like, oh, man, like, even though he's not the fastest guy in the world, like, could he get an infield single here? It's like, oh, no, he pulled up and just stopped and made it a non-competitive play. You're like, I don't understand it. And then his manager asked him about it. He didn't even talk to him, or he told him to, you know, screw, and then he's... Cora still feels like he needs to defend him. Very strange.
Okay, so there's a lot out there to get to. It's 617-779-7937. Did the Red Sox save their season? Are they back? You can jump in on that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can also get to the State of the Rivalry, which feels like it's been on life support now for a number of years, last night included. And Rafael Devers, what do you do with him? How do you handle the situation? How do you feel about the whole Rafael Devers experience? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.